R410 AVS R22. Operating differences a tech needs to know. The practical differences between R410A and R22. Operating pressures, oil type, equipment ratings, and why you can't just swap one for the other. For techs working both in the field, from the launch my HVAC knowledge base, what it is. For years R22 was the residential AC refrigerant. It's an HCFC that got phased out of new equipment and new production for ozone reasons, and R410A became the standard replacement on new systems. You'll still service plenty of old R22 equipment, so you need to know both and, critically, know why they are not interchangeable. The headline differences. R410 runs much higher pressures, uses a different oil and demands equipment rated for it. Treat them as two different worlds that happen to do the same job. How it works. R410A and R22 have different pressure-temperature relationships. At the same temperature, R410A sits at a substantially higher pressure than R22. That's not a defect. The equipment is engineered around it. But it means an R22 system isn't built to contain R410A pressures, and your R22 gauge's temperature scale is useless on R410A. They also use different oils. R22 systems traditionally run mineral oil. R410A systems run POE polyolester synthetic oil, because mineral oil won't circulate and return properly with R410A. POE is hygroscopic. It grabs moisture out of the air aggressively, which changes how you handle the system's short open times. Good evacuation. Fresh dryers. In the field, always confirm which refrigerant you're on before connecting gauges or charging. Check the data tag. Select the correct refrigerant on a digital manifold, or use the matching PT chart for analog. Pick wrong and every superheat/subcooling number is garbage. Use R410A rated gauges, hoses, and recovery gear on R410A. The higher pressures need the higher rating. Charge as liquid. R410A is a near azeotropic blend with very low glide, but charging as liquid is still the rule. Don't mix them and don't convert casually. Dropping R410A into an R22 system is unsafe pressure and wrong oil. Genuine R22 replacements/retrofits use specific drop-in or near-drop-in refrigerants with their own procedures and oil considerations, and even those require following the refrigerant maker's retrofit instructions. Normal values and targets. Representative saturation points showing the pressure gap chart additions vary slightly. So at a given condensing temperature, R410A head pressure runs well above R22, roughly 50-60% higher in the ballpark. Suction pressures are higher too. Targets for superheat and subcooling are the same general ranges for both: superheat about 10-20 degrees at the compressor, subcooling about 8-12 degrees on a TXV, because those are about the cycle, not the fluid. Common faults and what they mean. Pressures don't match the refrigerant you selected. Confirm what's actually in the system. Someone may have topped an R22 system with the wrong refrigerant, or you've got the wrong refrigerant selected on your gauges. Oil not returning slash compressor issues after a refrigerant change. Wrong oil for the refrigerant. R410A needs POE. Mineral oil won't return with it. Moisture slash acid problems on an R410A system. POE absorbed moisture during a long open repair. Keep open times short and pull a deep vacuum. Replace the liquid line dryer. Tech tips and gotchas. R22 is phased out, not banned to service. New production and import of virgin R22 ended, so it's scarce and expensive. You service existing R22 systems with recovered slash reclaimed R22. That cost is a real factor in repair vs replace conversations with customers. POE is a moisture sponge. Leading an R410A system open to atmosphere lets the oil pull in moisture fast. Cap things, work efficiently, evacuate deep about 500 microns, and change the dryer. Higher pressure means higher stakes. Be deliberate about rated equipment and about not trapping liquid in a hose or recovery cylinder, where it can overpressurize as it warms. Don't assume the gauge's printed temp scale. An older analog set scaled for R22 will read the wrong temperature on R410A. Use the right chart or a digital tool set to the right refrigerant. R2L successors are coming. New equipment is moving to lower GWPA 2L refrigerants like R454B and R32. They're mildly flammable and have their own handling rules. Different again from both R22 and R410A. Safety slash code notes. R410A's higher pressure requires correctly rated service equipment and care to avoid trapping liquid that can overpressurize. Recover per EPA 608. Venting either refrigerant is a violation. Never mix refrigerants in a system. Retrofits must follow the refrigerant manufacturer's documented procedure and oil requirements.